will erase all life. They will burn the oceans. They will flood the cities.
The new animated Netflix movie Trollhunters: Rise of the Titans rounds up the heroic characters from Guillermo del Toro's three Tales of Arcadia TV series, Trollhunters, Three Below, and Wizards, and then tosses them all in a blender of save-the-world action. A group of evil ancient demigods known as the Arcane Order wants to create a new world system. Their plan? To resurrect monstrous titans and, of course, annihilate all human life. And that destructive quest must start at the world's magical nexus, which just happens to be smack dab in the middle of a small town called Arcadia. So now, it's up to a teen named Jim, who's also been dubbed the Troll Hunter, to unite his magical team of wizards, aliens, and trolls and stop the power of this dark force.
Jimbo, my best friend, used to be the troll hunter because we found this sweet amulet forged by Merlin. But it kind of broke, which is a huge bummer because now he's sort of lost his mojo. Sure. I got a warhammer out of the deal, but Claire, she can make shadow portals.
If you've never seen the shows this movie is centered around, think Harry Potter meets medieval legends meets kid-focused animation. There are lessons about bravery, selflessness, sacrifice, and unity at the core. Those are great messages, of course, but the magical spells in the mix can be pretty creepy, and the amount of destruction involved here can sometimes feel rather heavy for a movie aimed at an elementary school-aged audience. So we're giving Trollhunters: Rise of the Titans a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio, and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.